say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in again, proved through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, is live in Old Forge, Pennsylvania. He's campaigning while Joe Biden is hiding in a basement. Here is President Trump live.
The Warriors. Lloyd Smucker. Lloyd, thank you. Thank you, Lloyd. John Joyce. John, thank you. Great job. Great job. And a friend of mine and a great, great man. He would have been here forever if he decided to, but he decided maybe it was time to do something else. But this was a fighter like no other fighter. And those three other gentlemen will attest, right? Our friend Lou Barletta.
We are monitoring the President of the United States in Pennsylvania, and as if on cue, the market's doing exactly what he was been talking and has been talking about in this speech. The NASDAQ hit yet another record. It's 32nd of the year.
All right, so we were just picking up a Fox feed. That's funny. Fox cuts the President of the United States off. I think we can probably get him back pulled up, guys. Let's see if we can't get the President back pulled up here before we finish this short segment and we get the war room fired off. But again, Biden is hiding. He doesn't do anything in person anymore. He doesn't do press conferences anymore. He only gets interviewed by celebrities like Cardi B and Charlamagne the God. But Trump is campaigning, doing multiple events a day in Arizona yesterday. Huge turnout in Old Ford, Pennsylvania today. Good turnout. No mask. So, as far as the culture war is concerned, I mean, this is just embarrassing. Look at what's on Fox News right now. I mean, look, I have no problem with this Fox News reporter. Does a good job in the field, but the mask is falling off your face. You look like it. I mean, what are you doing? I'm so glad I'm not subjected to that. Oh, what an embarrassment. What an embarrassment that we fell for a fake pandemic. Not all of us, but some of us, for whatever reason, like to play along and LARP and pretend we're in a pandemic. And so, guys, can we finish the segment off with President Trump here?
Onto our streets. Think of no more cash bail. Look at what happened in New York. Cuomo ended cash bail. Cuomo. That wasn't even de Blasio that did it. It was Cuomo, the governor. He ended it in New York. And now the crime rate has gone through the roof. A speaker at Biden's convention proudly declared, we're talking about abolishing the police, we're talking about abolishing ICE, and we're talking about abolishing prisons. And that's the only thing they're not abolishing are taxes, because your taxes are going to go up at a level that you've never even heard of before. If you want a vision of your life under Biden presidency, think of the smoldering ruins in Minneapolis, the violent anarchy of Portland, the bloodstained sidewalks of Chicago, and imagine the mayhem.
constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Gentlemen, it's Thursday, August 20th, 2020. This is the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I'm your host, Owen Troyer. President Donald J. Trump is live in Old Forge, Pennsylvania. Let's go to the President of the United States.
And you would have had a big problem. Would have been a hell of a war. I'll tell you right now, you'd probably be in that war right now. So when I say that we got along and we've met, everyone says, oh, that's so terrible. No, it's a good thing. It's a good thing, not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Doesn't mean bad things don't happen, but it's a good thing. There's only one thing standing between your family and the radical left-wing mob, and that's your vote this November. This is a very important. I feel like I'm a wall. You know, we built the wall on the southern border. We're going to have 300 miles by 2 weeks from now, even less, 300 miles. And by the end of the year, we'll be up to almost 500 miles, and then we're going to go on a little bit further, some areas that are loose, a little bit loose, we found out. We're going to put a little bit more, about 536 miles, going up at a record clip. It's doing phenomenally well. If you want mobs and criminals, you got to vote Democrat. Look, because that's what it's about. It's, they don't talk about law and order. Now, I'm bringing it up now, but they haven't. I haven't seen anybody get up. I got just the other day endorsed by all the sheriffs of Florida, all the law enforcement. I got endorsed by Pennsylvania. I got endorsed by Texas, by Ohio. I mean, I think everybody. I don't know. How can you endorse somebody else? How can law enforcement endorse somebody else? We gave all of our ex-Army equipment, you know, we have tremendous surplus equipment. And it was sitting in warehouses all over the United States. Hundreds of millions of dollars, I distributed it to the police. Whereas Biden and Obama, they didn't want to do that because they said, no, 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 it makes the police look too strong. I want the police to look strong. You've got to look strong. And a lot of it was protective equipment. If you want jobs and you want a lot of police and you want a lack of crime. You know, if you take away New York and Chicago and some of these terrible cities that you see about, you know, with the crime, the crime is so bad. I left New York 4 years ago and I could see, because he's a terrible mayor, I could see there were things that were happening that were bad. He's no Rudy Giuliani, I can tell you that. But I could see things were happening. But the last 6 months, 7 months, it just exploded. It's incredible. Crime up 368%. 368%. It's crazy. It's crazy. But if you want law and order, and I can say it, sometimes they'll say, sir, say it gently. People want to hear gently. They want, say it gently. Don't say law and order. Say, if you'd like law and order and safety. No, I can't do that. If you want law and order, you got to have law and order. You can't have what's happening in Portland. Did you see the kid get whacked the other day? Just whacked like he was a piece of garbage? I mean, who could take it? We don't want that. And pretty soon we're going to have to send in our people because, you know, we're supposed to wait to request? Now, I don't know if they're embarrassed or what, but these Democrat cities, they're out of control. They have none. Look at Seattle, where she said, no, we want a summer of love. I mean, this woman is crazy. And they would have never taken back Seattle, except they knew we were going in the next day. That's the only reason they even did it. So tonight, we have Slow Joe will speak at the Democrat convention. And I'm sure that he'll just knock him dead. And he'll remind us that he was born in Scranton. But, you know, he left like 70 years ago, right? He left a long time ago. He wasn't born. You know, I view it differently. He'd say he was born here, but he left when he was like 8, 9, or 10. So he left 68 years ago, he left. Long time ago. So I view it differently. He wasn't born here. He abandoned Scranton, okay? His family had something to do with that, you know, his parents. But he left Scranton. I mean, he keeps talking about, I was born in Scranton. I lived in Scranton, yeah, for a few years, and then he left for another state. You know the state. But the Scranton stuff, that's why I figured I'd come here and explain to you one thing, but I think you people know it better than I do. He left. He abandoned Pennsylvania. He abandoned Scranton. He was here for a short period of time, and he didn't even know it. And today, it's amazing. It goes around in a circle. He still doesn't know it. Okay. But he spent the last half century in Washington selling out our country and ripping off our jobs and letting other countries steal our jobs, Mexico, China, all of them, just stealing our jobs. He's been there for 47 years, and now he's going to come in and make a change. I don't think so. His son walked out with $1.5 billion to manage. That's millions of dollars a year, and the son didn't even have a job before that. And I asked the Wall Street people, tell me, is that possible? Smartest people, top people on Wall Street. They say, can't happen. It can't happen. The smartest people, the people that do get money from every country, from everybody, they say, can't happen. He walked out of there in 10 minutes with $1.5 billion. You explain that one, right? And then if they want to look at him, nobody looks at him. Nobody looks at Ukraine. He gets $83,000 a month and a $3 million upfront payment because of his great expertise and energy, but he had none. And he even admitted, no, I don't know anything about energy. But he goes on to an energy company, gets millions of dollars, 83. It's actually double that because it was him and some guy that knew less than he did. And is that okay? Yeah. Is it okay when Joe Biden goes and says, $1 billion, you're not getting it unless you get rid of those prosecutors? You talk about quid pro quo, right? That's your quid pro quo. And they did. Quid pro quo, right? And they did. They got rid of the prosecutors. And then he's called. He says, now you're getting your money. Okay? Figure this. How about if that's a Republican doing that, what happens to that Republican? It's over. It's a disgrace. But it's changing slowly, too slowly as far as I'm concerned. Joe Biden is no friend of Pennsylvania. He's actually, for the reasons we just said, he's your worst nightmare. Biden supported every single globalist attack on Pennsylvania workers, NAFTA, China's entry into the World Trade Organization, which built China into a power, TPP, Korea, the horrible, ridiculous Paris Climate Accord, which stripped our nation of its energy, and the so-called Clean Power Plan. The only good thing about it was the name. It was a horrible, unfair deal. Horrible for you and horrible for Pennsylvania. They want to take your power away. You know what your power is? Your power is the billions of dollars you make on going deep into the earth and taking out what you have to take out, everything you want from fracking. You don't realize how big a fracking state. Does anybody know how big fracking is? You're not going to be allowed to frack anymore. You're not going to be allowed. No oil. No nothing. No oil, no gas, no nothing. Just think of that. What would happen is you, well, first of all, many of you, I guess 600,000, 670,000 lose their jobs. No money, no oil, higher taxes. Your stock market would crash. If they get in beyond fracking, if they get in, you'll have your 401ks, which are setting records. By the way, stock market just hit a new high. And don't forget, we've been going through this horrible plague from China. It just hit a new high. So think of that. It's incredible. But your 401k.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back from this break, we'll go back to President Trump. But, you know, it's funny to hear him talk about the drilling and the oil. And I believe we just launched a new drilling operation in some wildlife refuge. I think it was in Africa or something. I've forgotten the name. But, you know, that used to be something that liberals and Democrats would actually go after Republicans on. And it was fair political football to play. And I think there's probably a lot of people that you know, are anti-drilling and this stuff. And so it's funny how now the president just comes out here and just flaunts it unlike any other president before, proudly, and they don't even attack him for it. It just shows you how lost the Democrat Party and the left has become. All right, remember, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com. We have specials happening right now and food, emergency food, shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your emergency food from InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with the president.
Attention, attention, attention to anyone that still wants to live in a free country. The New World Order, Chi-Com Globalist Syndicate, is making its move to implode the dollar and thrust the United States into a civil war by contesting the election. They are openly wargaming this at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi and others have gone on television and said they will contest the election. Trump is going. They will hold a separate inauguration for Biden and Kamala Harris, and that anyone challenging that will be called a racist. They will then trigger race riots and violence. They've already beta tested around the country. We are not living in normal times. When these type of things happen in history, people are usually caught flat-footed because they can't believe they're living in such a criminal era. We are. We are living in the period where this criminal globalist syndicate that's been feeding on America is being exposed and removed. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to their aid of the country. Spread the word now, Paul Revere's. How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Incrementalism, the inchworm effect, successive approximation. First they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score. Now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. guaranteed. This is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
President Trump is live. He continues to campaign as we are 76, 75. We need to have just a tracker on the screen here. Days until the presidential election, while Joe Biden is hiding in a basement or a closet or a bedroom or a bathroom or a kitchen. We really don't know. But the president is campaigning. He is in Pennsylvania right now. Let's go live again to President Trump.
This week in office, I withdrew from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It would have been totally destructive to your jobs. It would have been a horror show. I withdrew from the one-sided Paris Climate Accord, which would have cost us so many billions of dollars. And all it would have done is made the competition even tougher all over the world. I believe it was designed to hurt the United States and to get jobs away from us and companies. I stood up to China's rampant cheating, plunder, and theft. I repealed that horrible tax. So many taxes. How many taxes did I repeal? You know, I'm getting a list of them now. I'll have it for you for the next meeting because I'll be back to Pennsylvania. That I promise. And I'm standing up to the special interests and the big pharma. Weeks ago, I signed four historic directives to dramatically reduce the cost of prescription drugs. Think of it. You know what I did? I signed, as you know, and as you've seen, I guess, but other countries have sometimes 10% of what we pay for the same exact pill, same drug, same prescription drug. And I signed a deal that we get. It's not signed by the drug companies. They hate it. They're taking advertising. Whenever you see bad ads on me from drug companies, just remember one thing. That means your prices are coming down. That means your prices. But it's called favored nations, favored nations. We were the least favored nation in the whole world. We paid the highest price. So I signed, if Germany, as an example, pays 10 cents for a pill, and we pay $3 for the exact same pill, we pay 10 cents also. Now, what means is they're going to go up, we're going to come way down. We could drop drug prices by 50, 60, or 70% at a level that has made them very angry. And rebates, too. I ended rebates. Rebates go to you. Nobody else would have done that. They could have done that a long time ago. Biden could have done it. He didn't know what it meant. But I will tell you, most people do know what, but they can't do it because Big Pharma is the most powerful group. And I guess they say number one. Is it number one, Mr. Cobb? But you didn't take any money from Big Pharma, right? Good. I'll bet you didn't. I'll bet you didn't, my man. I ended the NAFTA disaster, and I signed USMCA into law. USMCA is phenomenal. And it's going to keep your companies from moving to Mexico and other places. After years of building up other nations, we're finally building up our nation. And we are finally doing something that I've been talking about for years. We are finally putting America first. And I've done that right from the beginning. We're honored to be joined today by some incredible warriors that were really fantastic to me and friends of mine, but they really fight. These Pennsylvania people are fighters, in case you haven't noticed. Representative Scott Perry. Scott, where's Scott? Thank you, Scott. Great job, Scott. The Warriors. Lloyd Smucker. Lloyd, thank you. Thank you, Lloyd. John Joyce. John, thank you. Great job. Great job. And a friend of mine and a great, great man. He would have been here forever if he decided to, but he decided maybe it was time to do something else. But this was a fighter like no other fighter. And those three other gentlemen will attest, right? Our friend Lou Barletta. Lou. And they're shouting, I'm saying this for the media, they're shouting Lou. They're not booing. You know, they'll say, he stood up and he got booed horribly. It was a horrible, embarrassing. No, that's what they do. They're fake. Thanks also to our congressional candidates, Jim Bognett. Jim? Oh, look at him. I've heard good things, Jim. Is it easy out there on the stump? Oh, good, good. And you're going to win, Jim. You're going to win. And Lisa Scheller. Lisa, thank you very much. Great job. I hear you two are doing really good. If you have any problems, call Lou. He'll help you. Let me also thank my campaign state chairwoman, Bernie Comfort. Where are you? Thank you very much, Bernie. Thank you, Bernie. Great job you're doing. How are we doing in Pennsylvania, okay? Yeah, I think so. I think so. We don't. They did a lot of manipulation. Also, a friend of mine for a long time and a great friend of his father and his, maybe his grandfather. I don't even know. I hate to say that because it makes me sound a little bit older than I feel. I feel young. State GOP Chairman Lawrence Tabus. What a great family. I miss Dan Tabus. You know that Dan Tabus? What a great man he was. I don't know if you know him, but he started out with about 2 cents, and he ended up being a rich man, and he employed a lot of people, and he was a real friend of mine. He didn't like many people. That was long before I ran for politics. He didn't like many people, but he liked Trump, right? People would go, he was a rough guy. People would go up to him and say, "Hi, Dan, how you doing?" He became a very successful guy. And he'd look at him, he'd, "I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to talk to Trump." I like that kind of a guy, right? But he was a fantastic man, actually. He was a good man. Before the China virus invaded our shores, we built the greatest economy in history. Nothing even close. We added 7 million jobs nationwide, including 209,000 new jobs.
This is strange. The official Team Trump stream on Periscope and Twitter was just shut down. Guys, let's see if we can't find another stream of that. We are shortly going to be going to a break here. But we were just watching, following, listening to the president speak in Pennsylvania. I think we've got the stream back up. Let's fire that back up, guys.
Son, this is great. I want to look like Lou, nice and dark, right, Lou? But with Lou, it's a little easier, I think. This is the state where workers got their hands dirty mining the coal and forging the steel that raised up the mightiest nation in the history of the world. And we're going to be stronger than ever before. Remember that we are already, we are going to be stronger.
Sounds like the president's about to finish up here.
Before.
We got Leo Zagami coming up. Yeah, guys, perfect. Keep that there. So I just want to tell you, because I know how this stuff goes, and we've talked to Twitter people, and let me tell you right now, Twitter is, they're capping the President Trump's live stream right now. Okay. So it's been sitting at 1.6 this whole time. It's probably quadruple that, if not 10 times that. I've witnessed this firsthand, and they have algorithms that basically cap, they can basically just cap live stream audiences. So my guess is they're doing this because every event Trump has is actually getting millions of people to watch it. And Michelle Obama or, you know, Nancy Pelosi or whoever speaks at the DNC, and it's got like 60 people watching on a live stream. So just more tomfoolery, more meddling done by big tech and the Democrat Party. We've got Leo Zagami coming up. I got a bunch of crazy news that we're going to cover as well. It's the InfoWars.com War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We'll give you any updates on the president's speech if there's any clips you want to hear. But Leo Zagami coming up. Don't go anywhere.
We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body combo, Extendowise and VasoBeats that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
That's actually the sound that comes from the sky when Leo Zagami wakes up every morning. Do you hear that?
Locked in a battle for the soul of humanity. It's the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Few people have a life theme song, but Leo Zagami wakes up and this starts playing from the heavens right here. LeoZagami.com is the website. We've got some news. A couple headlines from LeoZagami.com. White lives matter. Justice for Cannon Hinnate killed by a black criminal. And then Facebook fact checkers exposed and sued by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And then I got some other stuff I want to go over with Leo Zagami as well. Leo, glad to have you back here in the War Room. And good to see that you're still putting out great work there at LeoZagami.com. Where do you want to begin, Leo?
Well, we can begin, of course, from this unprecedented lawsuit against the fact checkers of Facebook. We know that since 2016, Facebook has employed six private companies for its fact checking, but apparently they have not really done their job. They have been more controlling and Orwellian than Facebook itself. But of course, Facebook likes to blame others, so they have employed someone else to do the dirty job for them. Fact checkers are the ones who actually mold the reality. They craft a reality by controlling us, by censoring links to info.
But hold on a second, Leo. I'm sorry. You just hit on something that's so key. I don't even know if you realize this is actually a huge story. Facebook contracts out their fact checkers that gives them the legal, basically flotation device, so that whatever happens, they don't have any liability.
Yeah, that's the main thing, really. When you have an external company doing your fact-checking, it's because you don't want to have any liability. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been a great guy in his war against vaccinations. He's always been very active. He's one of the 11 children of Bobby Kennedy, but he's never really been on the libtarded side of the family. So now he's actually suing Mark Zuckerberg and three of the fact checkers companies involved in fact checking in Facebook, namely Science Feedback, Poynter Institute, and PolitiFact. And basically, he's suing them for censoring the content of Children Health Defense, which is his own project. Now, we don't know how he's going to end up, this lawsuit, but eventually, if he manages to win, because he's definitely a very high-profile individual, Facebook will have to do a lot of explanation. You see, in the counterintelligence world, Owen, this kind of scenario is called wilderness of mirrors, when you want to confuse the information that you get on a particular subject. And they are doing it every day with their blends of half-truths, rubbish, and all that. And they're doing it because they are really, as I said earlier, molding and crafting a reality. And this is really like, it's the most Orwellian scenario that we can ever describe. But of course, this is not the only subject I've touched on LeoZagami.com, but it's definitely one of the most important ones, because it's involving all of us. So I wanted to open up with that one.
Well, and the thing about the quote unquote fact checkers is, it's not really fact checkers. It's just, I don't even know what you would call it. It's the left censorship brigade.
You know how I will call them, Owen? I will call them BS creators. Because they're not really checking. They are really creating this information and BS and bullshit just so we can be deactivated as human beings. Because we as human beings want to know the truth. We are naturally prone to go towards the truth. So that's what they want to avoid. And they're doing it very well.
But it's always one-sided leaning. You know, that's the thing that's key to highlight. It's always one-sided leaning. Like, for example, I mean, you can put out all kinds of fake stories about me or Leo Zagami or Alex Jones. Nobody will fact check that. For example, this was at the National File, and we're going to have a couple National File writers on later today that are going to have breaking news as well. Facebook fails to fact check fake news claiming Cannon Hinnett's father did drugs with the alleged killer, and basically saying he was a crack or meth dealer selling it to the guy, and that's why I went and shot him. But no fact checks there. This stuff all goes viral. All the leftist fake news always go viral, and they never fact check it. They never come back and erase it. So it just shows how it's not about facts. It's not about reality. It's all about politics.
And there is also some very sad events that happen. For example, this poor child, Cannon Hinnant, who was killed by his black neighbor. Well, there were some posts that I saw on Facebook in the days following this brutal murder that was done, you know, really in the most brutal way possible. He went there with the gun and literally shot in broad daylight this poor child who was playing in front of his house. Well, I saw comments made on Facebook that were never censored by the fact checkers, where they were saying, Black Lives Matter, they did the right thing. Well, that's great. I mean, that's what it means to have the fact checkers not doing their job. because of course we saw also the father of this small boy going on TV, and it was very sad, this whole thing. I mean, there is even a group now on Facebook and on the internet that is actually gathering money and support for Darius Sessoms, who is the 24 year old. Yeah, there is a group that has gathered thousands.
Guys, see if you can pull that up. And I'm glad that you went there, because I was going here too. You know, if you just look at the scales of, I don't even know, just if you look at the scales of logic or reality, this is what I try to say to Black Lives Matter people who really think that Black Americans are somehow held down by white people or the system or whatever. Hey, we're all oppressed by something. But it's like, okay, Ken and Hen Ant's family did get a GoFundMe or whatever started for them. I think they've raised maybe around $70,000 is the last I checked. Ken and Hen Ant was a 9-year-old boy riding his bicycle in his front yard. Doesn't get more innocent than that. Executed by a guy, his neighbor. Just happens to be a Black guy. Maybe it was racially motivated. Either way, okay, the family's able to raise about $70,000 for their innocent 9-year-old that was murdered in front of their homes. Okay, let's compare that to George Floyd. George Floyd, a known criminal in his past, criminal history. He was having an issue that day with locals, and he already for 20 minutes had not been cooperating with police. He requested to get out of the thing. He was hopped up on a deadly dose of multiple drugs, including fentanyl. A deadly dose of fentanyl. He's foaming at the mouth and he ends up dying from that. Well, what happens? He gets all the media coverage in the world for 2 weeks. He has rallies and riots and everything all around the world for months. And the Floyds get upwards of $20 million. Oh yeah, there's national file. $750,000 raised for Ken and Hen Ant, comparison to $14 million given to Floyd family. I'm pretty sure it's more than that. So again, like, how can you sit here and act like, oh, see, nobody cares about Black Lives in America, when you actually weigh all these things out, you can't continue that claim. That's why they always look to the past, or they always go with buzzwords, or they always call you a racist or something, because when you actually look at the balance and the scales of reality, they have no argument.
Yes, but to implement their point of view, they also are using very sophisticated technology, which of course now uses even artificial intelligence. So they are really pushing through their psyops using also a new modality. And that is really also something that is pretty scary today, and that I would like to denounce publicly, because people need to understand that the future of psychological operations is now a future that is headed by an artificial intelligence. So it's not anymore a confrontation with a bunch of agents that are located maybe in...
And they've literally, in this way, they've indoctrinated an artificial intelligence into liberalism and communism.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So she has been chosen because she's part African, and now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for Black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
I've talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of the piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet nauseating smell.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It's a sweet stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market. With over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites, our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava Root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
In many ways, society's breaking down, folks. And you've got Delta banning people for not wearing masks, posting pictures of themselves on the plane. You've got Fox News doing whole segments on QAnon beliefs as if it's been debunked. I mean, you can say it's real or if it's not. Point is, they won't cover the actual sex trafficking. They won't cover the implications of all of Epstein's people and the victims and everything, but they'll debunk QAnon, though. Like, they'll go after QAnon, but, you know, forget about, you know, Bill Clinton and Hollywood and all the people that are actually involved in the pedophilia. And you've got the Southern District of New York, obviously, with the Bannon thing, and then the rest of the guys, which, look, I think the Gateway Pundit headline summarizes it best. Southern District of New York ignores Governor Cuomo killing thousands, the Clinton Foundation crimes, Act Blue bundling BLM donations, but then indicts triple amputee war veteran Brian Kolfage. Were they doing some illegal stuff or sketchy stuff with that thing? Did Kolfage even know about it? Maybe we'll find out. The point is, all the crimes we do know about, the Southern District of New York ignores. And I can tell you another thing. The Southern District of New York did raids on multiple people's houses that you don't even know about who have just been messaging Bannon about this. So, I mean, they're totally out of control. But see, they know society's collapsing. They know that their pedophilia is being exposed and their sex trafficking is being exposed. And so that's why they're trying to bring in the AI, which will be trained as some sort of a communist to then dominate humanity as some communist AI god that'll just be run by the elite that built it and manage it. But I want to get Leo's take on something. I don't even know if he's seen this yet. So Netflix has just launched a brand new show called Cuties. Yeah, Leo. Yeah, that's the face. Netflix has launched a new show called Cuties. And guys, pull up the promo for this. And so they released their poster, you know, their poster for Cuties. And it's basically sexualizing kids. I don't know how else to really say this, folks. It's sexualizing children. It's on Netflix. It has them posing like strippers or Cardi B. I guarantee you at least one of the characters is a youth trans or a girl that wants to be a boy or a boy that wants to be a girl, whatever. Guarantee it's all in there. 100% sexualization of children, 100% indoctrination of children. And there was a show that Netflix put out probably like 3 or 4 years ago. I think it was called Big Mouth, created by Nick Kroll. Now, look, I think Nick Kroll is funny. He's one of the best TV comedians that I've seen. It's total trash, potty humor. It's adult humor. But he does a show for Netflix where it's kids, grade school kids, that are basically the most raunchy, potty mouth person you've ever known in your life. I mean, they're talking about sex stuff and they're kids. So they're depicting kids in that manner, but they did it with a cartoon, so they kind of got away with it. Now they're coming back with Cuties, Leo. And again, you look at the poster, you look at the presentation of what it is. I mean, is this not the most blatant normalization of pedophilia that we've ever seen in our lives?
Well, Netflix is really pushing the boundaries of obscenity. Last year, they did it with Gay Jesus, if you remember. So they are simply following this path of pushing whatever they feel needs to be normalized. And now, unfortunately, as we said many times in the past, pedophilia is one of those things. And it's very sad to see that. But Netflix, of course, is also connected with the Obamas, as we all know. And we all saw the kind of speech that Michelle did at the DNC, which was basically the most self-righteous piece of garbage I ever saw in my life.
And Leo, it was so selfish. She recorded it months ago. And when they were like, hey, can you add something about Kamala? She said, no, get bent. So talk about the selfishness. And by the way, when they released that show on Netflix, Big Mouth, I wouldn't suggest watching it. I tuned in because I'm a fan of some adult cartoons. I like South Park.
I mean, last year, Owen, don't you remember they were normalizing also cannibalism on Netflix?
What was that show? Santa Clara Diet or whatever?
Even
that didn't really leave a bad taste in my mouth. But let me tell you, it wasn't as bad as Big Mouth. Let me tell you, you watch one episode of it, because I like Nick Kroll. I think his comedy's funny. I mean,
I think the worst was Gay Jesus. And they actually, Gay Jesus with that Brazilian comedy group, really, they are heretics that deserve to be really put on the stake. I'm sorry to say that and to be so backwards, but I saw that Gay Jesus for curiosity, and it was really obscene.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I haven't seen the Gay Jesus, but I couldn't even get through one episode of Big Mouth. I mean, it's literally children having the raunchiest, most disgusting sexually oriented conversation. I mean, I've never even talked like that. I mean, you could go find the most disgusting conversations I've ever had, which, I mean, we've all had times, but like, it's like the sickest thing ever. For them to come out with actual children, it's not even a cartoon anymore. I mean, yeah, the crew, you guys can go find the nastiness that they put in Big Mouth, but they don't even, they literally have children depicting themselves as strippers. So they're going to sell. So this is going to be marketed to children, just like they did with the Dance Moms thing. But this is going to be marketed to children. It's going to sexualize children. It's going to tell girls they can be boys, boys they can be girls. And it's the same kids that they just forced to watch the Cardi B softcore porn video. I mean, my God, kids are going to be so messed up growing up in this mainstream art, culture, entertainment. I don't know what to do if you're a parent. I mean, you got to literally keep screens away from your kids.
Well, we have some hope regarding Hollywood. Hollywood is going bankrupt, and I hope that soon they're going to be out of any business because, of course, everything is not really going their way. They are leaving the actual place called Hollywood because they can't live any longer. There is full of drug addicts, criminals roaming the streets. And so they are destroying their own future. I mean, all these self-righteous actors always condemning Trump, nobody really cares anymore about them. So I don't really see a future for for Hollywood or for their projects, to tell you the truth. But of course, they are made for pushing propaganda. And one another subject that they're pushing lately is the one world religion. They did it on Netflix with that Messiah series that was launched at the beginning of the year. And now we know that the Pope is getting ready to unveil the proposed interfaith shrine that is being built in Abu Dhabi. And I have seen pictures of it. And I tell you, this is going to be the temple of the Antichrist. And they are really preparing it in front of our eyes.
And so this is like the globalists revealing the one world religion almost.
Yes, yes. They have done it since that meeting between Pope Francis and the Grand Imam of Al-Azhar. And now they have crafted this organization called the Higher Committee of Human Fraternity. And with this organization, they are molding the one world religion. And I invite everybody to go and check. They now actually have a website where they actually show the images of this interfaith shrine. And it's the actual website is ipelallergic.com, where you can actually find this building of a mosque, a church, and a synagogue all together. And at the same time, we know that these people are fixated with robotics. We know that they are pushing for the robocops that can control the population, that is going to, of course, rebel when they're going to realize that they are in front of the end times and they're about to be forced into the mark of the beast.
But see, this is the false presentation. This is the big lie of the way globalism is being rolled out to us. It's the same thing they do with the UN. Oh, we're going to have the UN, the United Nations, which will empower nations because now you can reach peace deals and have, conversations or good relations or whatever, when really it's just meant to destroy sovereign nations. The same thing goes with this one world religion. Oh, we'll have the Catholics and the Christians represented and we'll have Muslims represented and we'll have everybody. We'll have a mosque and everybody under one big tent. Like, we're empowering religions. We're bringing them together. You're bringing them together to then flatten them, then destroy them, then to say that they're irrelevant. They don't exist. It's a thing of the past.
And they are unifying their efforts towards a one world religion with their efforts to take over the artificial intelligence and implement this robotic scenario with the Robocop. So, I mean, it's a kind of a weird mix if you think about it. And actually, I've talked about it, if you remember last year when I published my book, Volume 6.66, which is this one here, where I actually talk about artificial intelligence and robotics driven by this new group that was created in the Vatican by Pope Francis and his Jesuits.
Let's come back in 5 minutes in the next segment, Leo. Talk about what you think is coming next and what you've covered in your latest book, Confessions of the Illuminati. Leo Zagami, leozagami.com, great author as well as a writer. We'll get 5 minutes, what he thinks is coming next.
We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-Pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 Combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-Pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body Combo, Extendowise and VasoBeats that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top 5 bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented
needed ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Leo Zagami, author, writer, leozagami.com, also hosts his own live broadcast, Leo Lion Zagami on YouTube. Leo, you predicted the AI, you predicted the attack on the Notre Dame Cathedral. You're now making another prediction, which is highlighted in your book, Confessions of the Illuminati. What do you think is coming next?
What, unfortunately, I think is coming next is, first of all, the second lockdown in Europe, in countries like Italy, they're already preparing this second lockdown. France is more resilient about it. Emmanuel Macron is not really convinced that locking down the whole country is a good idea, of course, because at that point he's going to ruin definitely the economy of France. And the criticism you already had with the yellow vest will grow in probably a revolution. And the French, they actually, on the contrary of the Italians, very good at doing revolutions. But what is going to happen next also is here in the United States with this upcoming election. They are using all their technology to push for Joe Biden, who is actually the candidate of Cyber Satan. A vote for Biden is a vote for Satan. This is the reality of things. I mean, just watch the DNC and you understand that everything they're pushing is antithetic to Christianity. So this is starting to become an open confrontation between Christians and non-Christians. Now, they are still claiming, even Michel, no, that Joe Biden is a man of faith and all this rubbish. But once we are going to defeat them, because I hope that Trump and Americans decide that they need to be defeated once and for all, we will still have another problem. The fact that they are ready for a civil war, they're ready to activate all their Antifa and Black Lives Matter cells and unleash chaos upon the nation. So it's very difficult that we're going to manage to keep the plan that I had personally for the second mandate to actually transform this in an American Renaissance 2.0, because there is all these people who are pushing for civil war. I hope we can, of course, avoid all this and that we can have our American Renaissance. But we need to understand that they are going to use all kind of dirty tricks. Yesterday, in Florida, in an airport, they found a missile, a French missile. I mean, what was that doing in an airport? This is a ground-to-air missile. This is a war instrument, and it was in some way found in the airport. Nobody is giving us an explanation why this French air-to-air missile was there. But then we have also the drone that went so close to the presidential, to the Air Force One the other day. Are these people preparing for war? And are they doing it by assassinating, of course, Donald J. Trump in the coming months? We need to pray for our president. That is our priority. And of course, be ready against these evil doers, because they are really evil. And what they are pushing is completely satanic. On the 15th of August, I published on my website this video of Hindu pagan dancers in the main cathedral of Naples. I mean, that is the most satanic thing you can do. But these people, they don't care. They're pushing this whole thing. They're pushing this one world religion. It's all part of the same plan. Destroy Christianity and then persecute Christians. That's really what we know will happen in the end times. That was written and prophesied by St. John. So I think that there is no surprise here.
All right, Leo Zagami, leozagami.com, his books, multiple volumes, Confessions of the Illuminati, and of course, find him on YouTube, Leo Lion Zagami. Leo, thank you so much.
God bless you.
You can really break civilizations down into two types, predatory and non-predatory, or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology. So it's scientifically geared to be oppressive. And the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites. And because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave who will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now.
We're in the second hour of the InfoWars War Room. Ladies and gentlemen, you saw what happened on the outset of the COVID pandemic hoax, the panic-demic. People started going out, rushing and buying toilet paper and other such things, and emergency food sales really hit a peak. Well, right now there's kind of a lull in the storm, and we have emergency food supplies ready to be ordered and shipped right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So the lull with the emergency food orders is right now, and the demand that had all the emergency food providers backed up for our emergency food is no longer the case. So you can order it, and it will be shipped to your house upon order. Now, most other emergency food suppliers are actually now just getting caught up to orders that they got 4 weeks to 2 months ago. And so all that backlog, they're finally getting cut off. We never had that backlog. We never sold emergency food we didn't have. So we can guarantee ordered and delivery right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the highest quality storable food for the price that we could find. And that's a nexus point. Best quality, best price, best deal. The InfoWars Life Select at InfoWarsStore.com. Now is the time to get emergency food, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it is a fake pandemic, but the tyranny is very real. The lockdowns are very real. And the intentions of the power brokers is to keep you at home, shut down economies, basically collapse the world economy to then merge it into one economy and act as the savior when they are the ones responsible for the entire collapse with the fake pandemic. So don't be caught up without emergency food when it really gets even worse than it is now. Okay, let's go to a couple highlights from President Trump's speech rallying in Pennsylvania today. Here are just a couple of his highlights as he attacks sleepy Joe Biden.
But he spent the last half century in Washington selling out our country and ripping off our jobs and letting other countries steal our jobs, Mexico, China, all of them, just stealing our jobs. He's been there for 47 years, and now he's going to come in and make a change. I don't think so. His son walked out with $1.5 billion to manage. That's millions of dollars a year, and the son didn't even have a job. Joe Biden has pledged to hike your taxes by $4 trillion and the largest tax hike in history. And they're going to waste the money on the Green New Deal. You know what you get out of that? Nothing. Nothing except debt and death. They want to eviscerate the Second Amendment. They want to take away your guns. They want to take away your guns. Well, you remember that, just that one point alone. And they want to take away your guns. So who's going to vote for that? I mean, we want our Second Amendment. I've held it strong. And you think it was easy? I've held it totally strong. Give free health care to illegal aliens? You don't get free health care. Expand deadly sanctuary cities? Force taxpayers to subsidize late-term abortion? Shut down the energy fields of Pennsylvania? They want to shut them down. No fossil fuel. No fossil fuel. Texas isn't too happy either. Go to Texas. I just left Texas a little while ago, 2 weeks. I said, they don't want energy, they don't want guns, and they don't want religion. Guy stands up and says, not going to win Texas. But you have the same thing, because you do a big, you're a big fracking state. You want to see your taxes go up? Stop fracking. Doesn't hurt you at all, fracking. They want to throw up windmills that are going to ruin your houses. I mean, you know, put up a big windmill. You walk out your door, you see this big monster churning. But even that they don't want to do. I don't think they want to do anything. I think they want to close your businesses. But just remember, Second Amendment, they're going to take it away. As sure as you're sitting or standing, they're going to take it away from you. The Second Amendment, don't let it happen. Close down charter schools, eliminate school choice, so important. Abolish the suburbs. They want to put low-income housing in the suburbs. So the American dream. And by the way, we have a lot of minority groups that live in the suburbs, African-American, Asian-American, Hispanic-American, all did phenomenally last year with jobs. Best jobs we've ever had in the history of our country. Best economy we've ever had. But they're a big part of the suburbs, and they want to put low-income housing in the suburbs at a level that they've never done it before. And it's been a very, look, this has been going on for 20 years. I terminated the regulation that did that. They said, well, we can change it. I said, no, let's terminate it. People have to aspire to go there. They want to aspire to live in the suburbs. They want to abolish cash bail, releasing 400,000 criminals onto our streets. Think of no more cash bail. Look at what happened in New York. Cuomo ended cash bail. Cuomo. That wasn't even de Blasio that did it. It was Cuomo, the governor. He ended it in New York. And now the crime rate has gone through the roof.
So just a couple highlights from President Trump at his rally today. So again, Trump rallying every day. Hiding Joe. Hiding Joe. Creepy Uncle Joe. Sleepy Joe. Joe Blow 2020. All right. We've got new audio. You know, this whole Goodyear thing is, you know, it's tough. Goodyear is, I mean, you could once say an all-American company, obviously not the case anymore. So basically they banned MAGA hats or anything MAGA. Oh my gosh, now that's funny. Who made that? Politizoid? They remade the Hindenburg falling with the Goodyear blimp. Oh, why didn't I think of that? Here's the problem. And I probably need to do a little bit more research into this, but the crew is such a crack crew here. They could probably find it. You have Akron, Ohio, I believe is the, it may be the number one producer of rubber in the world, but there are a couple cities in America that produce a lot of rubber. Goodyear tires, I believe, are the last tires that are made in America as well. Now, again, I didn't do the research coming into today's show, but I'm pretty sure you have Akron and other places in the United States that are big producers of rubber. And then you have Goodyear, which I think is maybe the last company that actually makes tires in the United States. So I guess now we know why they were trying to leave and go to China. But the point is, they tried to save face when they put out that little PR statement talking about, oh, you know, we just don't want people being harassed or whatever. We believe in freedoms of speech and all this crap. But, you know, they did ban the MAGA hats and the Blue Lives Matter shirts. And so it turns out that your original thoughts and theories about the motives for this are true, because we now have leaked audio And the headline is at the Federalist, leaked audio shows Goodyear lied, endorsed Black Lives Matter while banning Blue Lives Matter. And we have that leaked audio, and so let's hear it.
A Topeka Goodyear employee sent 13 News this photo of a slide shown during a meeting updating workers on company policy. Today, 13 News obtained an audio recording of the presentation. The speaker referenced instances of racial graffiti in the locker room and detailed what is and is not allowed under the company's zero tolerance policy.
Some people may wish to express their views on social justice or inequity or equity issues such as Black Lives Matter or LGBTQ pride on their face covering, shirts, or wristbands. That will be deemed approved because it complies with zero tolerance stance. However, if any associate wears all blue White Lives Matter shirts or face covering, that will be not appropriate.
The unidentified speaker says the rules were created to make a better work environment.
There's rules now around what you can wear. Let's try to comply with these so that way, everybody feels good in this factory. I want to make sure, guys, think about what we do in this factory, right? We all work together to make tires. That's what we do. That's what we get paid to do. So let's continue to do that and do the right thing. Keep this place what it's always been, a good place.
So there you go, folks. The social justice warrior mobs run America with their victimization. Pathetic.
You hear that? That's the March of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water. I'm going to say something right now. It is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. And the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top
manufactures the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
So here's the deal. You heard the leaked Goodyear audio. Folks, look. I've told this story 100 times if I've told it once. We've entered this state of society where these leftist... Again, it's like I literally, every time I say this word, somebody says I'm bad for saying it, but retards. We have these leftist liberal retards that basically just run everything. And they're afraid of everything, and they want to live in fear, and everything to them is racist, and everything to them is sexist. And so now we're all walking around on eggshells and walking on broken glass, you know, trying not to bleed from the foot because the left put it all out there and said, oh my gosh! And it's stupid. It's ridiculous. And you hear it in the Goodyear leaked audio. By the way, we're going to put that full video on the War Room page at band.video. And they say, you can't wear, and so in fact, let's just play the, guys, but start it from the point, in fact, we'll just play the whole thing, we'll play the whole thing again, because, how long is it, guys? Okay, let's just play this whole thing, so I could really explain this, and in case anybody just tuned in, they can see what I'm talking about. So, now watch, at the beginning, they'll say, here's approved stuff you can wear, and it's Black Lives Matter and all this stuff. Here's what you can't wear, and it's anything Trump Republican. So, and then the guy in the speech in the leaked audio tells you it's because these liberals are complaining they don't like your Trump hats. They don't like your Trump face masks. So you can't wear them. They still can wear them. So it's like, do Republicans have to come and say, I'm offended by a Black Lives Matter shirt. A black guy killed my cousin. Oh, I'm offended by a Biden shirt. He sniffed my my nephew. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, do we have to play these immature child games with these losers, these libtards? So here it is in full, the report with the images and the audio about what really happened at Goodyear.
A Topeka Goodyear employee sent 13 News this photo of a slide shown during a meeting updating workers on company policy. Today, 13 News obtained an audio recording of the presentation. The speaker referenced instances of racial graffiti in the locker room and detailed what is and is not allowed under the company's zero tolerance policy.
Some people may wish to express their views on social justice or inequity or equity issues such as Black Lives Matter or LGBTQ pride on their face covering shirts or wristbands, that will be deemed approved because it complies with zero tolerance stance. However, if any associate wears all blue White Lives Matter shirts or face covering, that will be not appropriate.
The unidentified speaker says the rules were created to make a better work environment.
There's rules now around what you can wear. Let's try to comply with these so that way, everybody feels good in this factory. I want to make sure, guys, think about what we do in this factory, right? We all work together to make tires. That's what we do. That's what we get paid to do. So let's continue to do that and do the right thing. Keep this place what it's always been, a good place to work.
The speaker does not specifically mention the Donald Trump Make America Great Again slogan shown on the slide, but did say political campaigns are a no-go.
With elections coming, See a lot of people wearing, you know, election type stuff, Democrat, Republican, Trump, Biden, Sanders, whatever, okay? That will no longer be allowed in the plant. No face masks, no shirts, anything political will not be allowed in the plant.
The photo has since gained national attention, including an acknowledgement from President Donald Trump calling for a boycott on the company's tires. In a statement Wednesday morning, Goodyear said its corporate office did not create or distribute the slide. A spokesperson declined comment when 13 News asked if it was created locally or if the content was inaccurate. They referred us back to the statement, which reads, Goodyear is committed to fostering an inclusive and respectful workplace where all of our associates can do their best in a spirit of teamwork. As a part of this commitment, we do allow our associates to express their support on racial injustice and other equity issues, but ask that they refrain from workplace expressions, verbal or otherwise, in support of political campaigning for any candidate or political party, as well as other similar forms of advocacy that fall outside the scope of equity issues.
Now, if you're a free American, I don't know what could be more demoralizing than hearing that from a great American company, Goodyear. And you can hear in the audio when he's doing the presentation talking about, hey, you can wear Blue Lives Matter or you can wear Black Lives Matter, but not Blue Lives Matter. You can hear the audience heckling like, what? Are you kidding me? What the hell is going on here? So my guess is one or two libtards that happened to work at Goodyear saw someone in a Trump face mask or whatever, or maybe like a bunch of them wearing Trump face masks, and then went to management or went to human resources. Oh, what's wrong? Are you okay? Did something happen to you? Did you break a leg? Did your grandmother die? What's going on?
I can't work here anymore. I saw a Trump hat and I was trying to make tires, and someone had a face mask and it said MAGA, and it hurt my feelings, and I just want to make tires, and people say they support the police, and Blue Lives Matter, and Black people are being killed.
And it's just like this total hysteria. And imagine, you're in human resources, or you're in management, and this comes to your desk, this weeping, whimpering, pathetic libtard.
I saw a Trump mask and I just don't feel safe anymore.
What do you do? Because you can't tell it. Hey, toughen up, get back to work. I can't do that anymore. Then you'll lose your job. And you know what you think about it, folks? Look, we're all slaves in this country, okay? We're all slaves. There's not a single... How many of you listening to this show right now, how many of you listening to this broadcast right now could essentially retire tomorrow? None, my guess, if you're not already retired. Most people don't have the money in the bank. They don't have the assets, the liquefiable assets. They're in gobs of debt, mortgages, everything. So... We're all working for a dollar here, and most of us can't stop. The good news is we still live in the freest country, and we still have capitalism and a free market. So, hey, we may work like dogs, but guess what? We can buy a boat. We can go on a vacation. We can do that. We can have a nice car. So it's like, okay, we can have a home. So we can still have all these things. And you know what? We have free speech still, too. So, yeah, we're all grinding away for the dollar, and it's kind of the thing. And, you know, maybe it's good, maybe it's bad, maybe it's all fiat currency. But you know what? We still have free speech. We still have property, private property. We can still go on a vacation, you know. So it's like, but, oh, now they're coming to your workspace. Now they're coming into your home. Now they're coming into your business.
I was offended because a guy was talking about Trump's speech last night, and I saw on the news that Trump makes fun of mentally retarded people, and I have a cousin who's mentally retarded, and when I see a Trump hat or a mask, I just don't know. Please, help me!
constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever. We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-Pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-Pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise and Vasobeads that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, because they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4% when it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever, and forced inoculations are coming, and they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score, and the UN is the boss, and anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We are in a war for America. This is the War Room.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
You know, I can't get over this leaked Goodyear audio because it's so many issues compacted into this one little story. Because you have the leftist with the globalist and the communists on the upper echelon level with their agenda that's detrimental to our freedom, with the contact tracing, the fake pandemic, which, look, the reason why Bill Gates calls this pandemic one is because he's already got pandemic two in the bag. Huh. I mean, it's not good. It's not good. So this whole thing that they're building out with the contact tracing and the testing and the lockdowns and the quarantines and everything, this is just the prelims, folks. This is just the prelims. When did Bill Gates put out the most ominous video of death the other day with his mosquitoes that he makes and sends to Brazil, and then Zika outbreaks, or he's at TED Talks with a mosquito and then it releases to the room and he's like, and then says it's the deadliest killer. Wow. I mean, wow. Wow. So my point is, you have the upper echelon of control freaks, the Bill Gateses of the world and the rest, who literally want to chemically rape you as their branding of you. That's their branding of you. It's like when you brand cattle. That's Bill Gates branding you. You're his now. It's all a big joke. And then he'll roll out pandemic two and pandemic three and pandemic four and five and six until everyone is branded by Bill Gates' vaccine. And then they can put stuff in the vaccine that literally you can't even control yourself anymore if it doesn't just kill you. And so this is just the prelims. And they got away with it. They're still getting away with it. And so when pandemic two happens, they've already got all the stuff in line, all the stuff ready to go, and the contact tracing and the apps on your phone and the quarantines and the lockdowns and the masks. It's all good. They've already got us. They've got us by the balls, which is hyperbole because most of us don't have balls. But that's the big joke, see? You don't have balls because the globalists took your balls. But see, that's the upper echelon stuff. When you see what's going on at Goodyear, that is the bottom of the barrel libtard who wants to run your life. You're wearing a Trump mask to work? No, you ain't. You wear a shirt that says Make America Great Again? Uh-uh. You have a Trump hat on? I don't think so. And so literally, these are the most pathetic, brainwashed, losers, minority in America, and they run our lives. The 1% of the billionaires that are all progressive liberal Democrats in name, globalists in practice, they run our lives from the upper echelon. And then the 1% of the biggest losers on the planet are the ones that complain when they see a Trump hat at work or a Trump mask at the park, or you're at the beach during COVID, or you're not wearing a mask in the store, because they want to run their... See, Bill Gates runs your life at the top. And they love their slavery. But see, the price for them, or the value for them, is they get to enslave you. So yeah, they're slaves to Bill Gates, and they'll take the chemical rape, and they'll take the sexualization of children, and they'll take the ending of the family and the ending of humanity and the ending of sovereign nation states and the ending of pretty much everything that's good and righteous and true and human. That's okay, because their value is now they get to run your life. And they, it's like for them, it's sexual. For them, it is the most orgasmic, endorphin releasing thing they can do to come up and harass you about a mask, or the victory they feel when they censor you from the internet, or the victory they feel when they censor you from wearing a mask at work. And these scum run our lives. And do you know why? Because we never fight back against them. When that pathetic libtard went into The Goodyear offices and complained about Blue Lives Matter shirts and Trump hats. The bosses and human resource said, you know what? Here's a Kleenex. Go cry. Go cry home to mommy. Oh, you saw a hat you didn't like? I don't care. Get back to work. Oh, but see, the control freaks in the media and everything, they've got everybody into this Nancy mode. And they've got all the leftist lawyers ready to go. Oh, what did you say to my client? I told him to shut the hell up, get out of my office and go back to work. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my client was offended by a hat and could not work in this environment. And when he went to human resources, that person said, get back to work. I will never see this happening in my world. What happened to free speech? What happened to freedom? I don't care about that. My client was offended. My client is a victim. See, and that's the big joke. Because they say in the speech at Goodyear, what do they say? We want to have an inclusive environment. Okay, can I wear my Trump hat? No. We want an inclusive environment. Oh, can I wear my Trump mask? No. What? We want an inclusive environment. Can I wear my Blue Lives Matter hat? No! What don't you understand about inclusive? They've rewritten inclusive. Inclusive doesn't mean inclusive. Inclusive doesn't include you, doesn't include me. Inclusive includes whatever they want, and that's it. And if they don't want it, it's not included. See how that works? It's not good, folks. And why? Again, here's the why. The media and law groups like the ACLU have destroyed this country at that level because they're the ones that will sue you into oblivion if a libtard comes crying into human resources and you don't give him the world. The ACLU shows up at your front door. The SPLC, Media Matters, write hit pieces on you. And then you're not even in an info war. You're not even political. You don't even know what's going on. You're just making tires. You're just feeding your family. You know, maybe you like to work on cars. And then out of nowhere, here's the ACLU and Media Matters and the Southern Poverty Law Center and microphones in your face. And you're like, I just told a guy he could wear a Trump hat. You know, like, ugh. Okay, yeah, no more Trump hats. Yeah, no more Blue Lives Matter. Okay. Just leave me alone. And they don't get what's going on. They don't know about the war. So they're just like, whoa, get off my back. Okay, fine. You know, no Trump ads, whatever. Leave me alone. So apparently the Goodyear has just reversed and said, yeah, you can wear police Lives Matter shirts and hats. We'll see what happens. Look, we need Goodyear. Again, Goodyear is an American company that rubber from America, produce tires out of America. But see, this is what the left has done. Oh, we want to be inclusive here, but you can't wear a Trump hat or a Blue Lives Matter shirt, hat, or mask. That's the exact opposite of inclusive. Yeah, but I got liberal lawyers and Democrat lawyers and the media at my doorstep harassing me and my family. So yeah, I'm just going to go with them. They run my life now. And so there you go. So my guess is a small handful of crying libtards at Goodyear just destroyed an all-American company. And they better not. They're kind of backtracking, quote unquote. No. You need to do a spinning jump kick. Otherwise, you're going down like the Hindenburg.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it.
This is the alien takeover of Earth.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-Pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 Combo. X2's back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-Pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body Combo, Extendowise and VasoBeats that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the soft palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, we've got Tom Papert coming up. He's going to be covering some breaking news that they have over at National File with one of his writers, Jack Hatfield. Let's go right now to another clip from President Trump campaigning earlier today, talking about his plans for his next 4 years in office.
In a second term in office, we will create 10 million jobs in the next year. We will hire more police. We will ban sanctuary cities. We will appoint prosecutors, judges, and justices who believe in the rule of law, not the rule of that horrible mob that you get to watch on television. We will provide school choice in every home. We're gonna let you have school choice. That's a very important thing. The Democrats don't want anything to do with school choice. We will lower the price of prescription drugs, as I said. We will build and expand our energy infrastructure to a level that is even greater than what we have right now. And when I said before, we're number one by a lot. Nobody thought we'd ever be number one. And we are energy independent, which is very nice.
And as we've been doing, we will end our reliance on China and other countries for drugs and other things. We will make our critical drugs, medicines, and supplies here in the United States. We will give tax credits to companies to bring jobs back to America. And if they don't do it, we'll put tariffs on those companies, and they'll have to pay us a lot of money. So what are they going to do? They're going to bring the jobs back.
You know, here's the other important factor. All the things that Trump has done, obviously, will be eliminated by Biden or Harris or whoever, you know, whatever it is. But what he's done is he's built a foundation that the United States can now build off of that at least gives us a chance to be America first. And so he's trying to continue that momentum and trying to continue to build that foundation instead of everything getting siphoned offshore or to China or to wherever. And a lot of this stuff will be more important 4 years from now or 16 years from now than we realize in the current phase, because we're still phasing out of all the Democrat Obama crap. And it's kind of just slowly starting to catch the treads on the pavement. Okay, let's go to some other clips here. You know, let's do this clip 11, folks. Now, this is a good report on why vote by mail doesn't work. You could, I mean, a four-year-old. Okay, we'll re-pull that one in. A four-year-old could actually figure out why vote by mail doesn't work. So guys, let me know when we have that. In the meantime, we'll have a little fun here. Let me know when we have that. You know, we were talking about fact-checking. Brian Stelter came out with a book. Did you know that? Brian Stelter came out with a book. I have for you an excerpt from Brian Stelter's book. Have a laugh with me as I read this from Brian Stelter's new book. Should I read it like Brian Stelter? What do you think, Sean? Should I do a Brian Stelter book voice while I read this? Okay, we'll do it in the Brian Stelter voice. You got to really go to a dark place. And here's the thing. There's a shortage of helium right now in America. I think Brian Stelter has a direct hit of helium, and he's hoarding the helium for himself. That's the only way I can imagine somebody talks like this. So I'm going to have to do my best impression, helium-free, of Brian Stelter. Here we go. I ran into Hannity at a holiday party hosted by the TV news tracking website Mediaite. We were upstairs at the Lambs Club, a stately Manhattan restaurant wrapped with red leather banquettes on 44th Street. Hannity greeted me by putting both his hands around my shoulders and exclaiming, "Humpty!" His nickname for me was Humpty Dumpty. I asked if he ever felt bad about the name calling. "No," he said. He took his hands off my shoulders and moved towards the bar. Wow, Brian. Riveting. Earth pulsing. Mountain moving. That's an excerpt from Brian Stelter's new book called Who Knows Who Cares. All right, we've now got the clip. So again, a 12-year-old could tell you why vote by mail doesn't work. Here's a video of another example, and then I'll tell you what's really behind this after this clip. Here you go.
All the people that want to vote by mail, you know how they give you these sleeves inside, you know, and they tell you, oh, don't worry, your vote is going to be, you know, protected. Nobody's going to know anything, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? That's bullshit. Now, there are people that probably know this, but I just found this out today. So I'm thinking, okay, I put my vote in, you know, I did the protective sleeve and all that, and that's what the back looks like. But then when you turn it around, and I just want to, you know, show you the comparison, look at my brother's, who's a Democrat. It says 4212D, that's Democrat. Then you go here, because we're both the same address anyway, 4212R. Okay, so your vote is supposed to be protected. Nobody's supposed to know what you're voting for, but yet they put R right here and D right there. So a postal person could see this if they're a Democrat and say, oh, that's an R. Let's toss it. Let's just chuck it, and we'll keep this one. Okay? Now, my brother is a registered Democrat. I am a registered Republican. It is very important that we take these and bring it to the voting places and vote by person. Do not vote by mail. I'm telling you guys.
So that's the obvious surface level issue there, but it's even deeper. I believe that that barcode, they can have some sort of scanning system with that barcode where, and that's why they put the R or the D on there, and they can write an algorithm or whatever that when they hit the barcode with it's a Republican, they can either wash it off the system or just flip it to a Democrat. And then if it's a Democrat, they can actually, you know, put out the actual results. And see, here's the thing. They even take a risk with that because you don't know if a Democrat, you know, a Democrat could vote Trump. But the point is, this way, they know that they're at least in some way controlling the Republican vote. So they could have everybody, you know, all these Democrats, some of them voting Trump. That's okay. Most Democrats aren't going to vote Trump. But hey, those Republicans, most of them are going to vote Trump. If we just wipe them off or flip them to Democrat, then we know we're good. It's all a joke. It's all a big joke. Speaking of jokes, we've got Humpty Dumpty here. Got Humpty Dumpty Stelter there.
Hi, Owen. Why do you have to make fun of me on your show every day?
Brian, I was just reading from your book. I don't understand what's so wrong. I was literally just reading from your book. I wasn't making fun of you. If anything, you were making fun of yourself.
It's pretty rude for you to say or insinuate that I would poke fun at myself. I'm a very professional journalist. I work for the most trusted name in news, CNN. And I'm now a New York Times best-selling author. And plus, a children's book from years ago was named after me. What do you have to say about that, Mr. Schroyer?
Well, Mr. Stelter, I hope I never follow you in a buffet line. Thank you for joining the show. All right, speaking of jokes.
Very rude.
Sorry, Brian. Speaking of jokes. Folks, I literally have been saying this would happen. I went to a Defund the Police Black Lives Matter rally and I told their organizers, you understand when you defund the police, all the city council members and mayors and everything are going to still have police. They said, oh, no. Oh. Literally, folks, this just came out from the Chicago Tribune. Citing threats, Mayor Lori Lightfoot defends ban on protesters on her block. I have a right to make sure that my home is secure.
You,
oh my, oh. But you know, if you're the McCloskeys in St. Louis and a riot mob shows up and you defend your property, you don't have the right to make sure you're safe. Only your Democrat overlords do. Starting to see the picture here. Starting to get the idea here. Oh boy. Oh buddy boy. So Mayor Lori Lightfoot, defund the police, shut everything down, but she still gets haircuts, she still gets police, she still gets paid as Chicago burns and the state of Illinois goes bankrupt. The epitome of the Democrat Party. They get everything, you get nothing.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020?
well, you trigger race riots and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, I want to play a couple videos here before Tom Papert comes on. You know, this, I'm going to tell you something, folks, that you're not seeing reported. It's going to be a major story coming soon, I predict. And maybe we can take calls on this tomorrow, but I'm getting some information. I have a couple friends that are pregnant right now. And they're going through the process of, you know, you go through the hospital with having a baby and such. I am hearing some of the craziest stuff that you could ever imagine with these pregnant ladies. If it, like, for example, if you refuse to take a COVID test or refuse to wear a mask, they literally, if you... to go and speak to your doctor or whatever, they clear entire floors. So that's how overwhelmed the hospitals are. You show up as a pregnant lady and you don't want to take a COVID test or wear a mask. They clear out an entire floor for you. And it's actually worse than that. Not only that, they tell you when you go into labor or have any surgery, you have to wear a mask. You can't refuse. If you have anybody in the hospital room with you, they have to stay with you for at least 24 hours and take a COVID test. And the same thing goes for your baby. Your newborn baby has to take a COVID test. Ooh. And what they're going to do is they say, oh, but see, you didn't take the test. You didn't wear a mask. So we have to take your baby from you now to give them the COVID test. And then they give them all the vaccines and then give them back to you. See? This is all happening right now. Nobody's going to, don't worry, just like Cuomo killing 10,000 people, it'll be mainstream news in about 3 months. But you heard it here first, folks. But let me go to these two other clips of the madness that is this COVID fake pandemic. First, let's go to clip 12. This is what they want to do to children going to school now. I mean, just blow the schools up if we go to this point. Here it is. No. What's going on, guys? What's going on? I'm not even hearing anybody. Okay, here it is. So you've got a kid now. Start it from the beginning. So it's a kid in a mask. She's about to go to school. She shows up in her backpack. She's got her mask on. Now they put her in what is the equivalent of like a partition, like front face guard pack. What? Children walking around in dog cones. I'll fight 100,000 commies right now. I'm so stupid. Freaking crap. Oh, made in the USA. Ooh, trendy. Yeah. Hey, don't worry. We just made your kids scared of a virus for the rest of their lives, and they can't breathe in school, and they have a stupid plastic thing in front of their face, and so do the teacher and every other student. It's real trendy, but hey, it's made in America. Whoop-de-doo. If you send your kid to school in one of those, you deserve to go to jail. Okay? Schools are done. So the left has now destroyed schools in America. I'm sorry. They did that years ago. Now here in... So you got the Australian police choke-slamming women for not wearing a mask. Parties at private houses getting raided in Los Angeles and other places. Here's another one. Manchester, England, a house party. The police show up with drones and they shut the party down. Look at this one.
We've been told you have an illegal party here.
I'm sorry, sir. What are you talking about? This is a family reunion.
Yeah. Don't you know there's a pandemic going on?
Yes, sir. But we are free citizens. This is my private property. I just have some friends and family over. We're celebrating a wedding.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. And if you give me any more lip, I'm going to have to shut you down.
Sir, this is my private home. We're not violating any ordinances. We've talked to our neighbors. In fact, most of them are actually here. So I don't understand the problem.
You don't respect the fake pandemic? Arrest him. Send in the National Guard. Send in the Army. Send in the Air Force. In fact, just nuke this party to hell. COVID could be anywhere.
Dumb it. I mean, so we're now all slaves to COVID, folks. It's literally fake. A fake pandemic, and they got all the power they wanted from it.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Tom Papper from NashvilleFile.com joins us. Let's throw out some of the stories here. One America News Net, Chanel Rione, started the National White House Correspondents Association. This is pushback to the old White House Correspondents Association that is basically just ran by the globalists, and they try to kick her out all the time. And there is a push in D.C. to get some of these fake news people out of there and some legitimate American patriots in there, but I don't think we'll really see the fruits of that labor for some time. And quite frankly, folks, the honest truth is most patriots or people that love America, they don't want to be hanging out with these goons and these schlubs and these schleps and these crooks in the White House press corps. They just don't. That's why most people that are in independent media, I mean, if they get offers, they either reject the press credentials or they show up once just to do it and then never come back. And because the whole thing is disgusting, they don't even clean it. The bathrooms are like a ballpark bathroom in the third overtime. There's rats that run around. Half the press are just absolute buttholes. So it's good that she's doing this. And I do think there will be some turnover if Trump gets another 4 years with that. But we'll see how that goes. You've got Kamala Harris caught faking supporters at the digital DNC, where they just, it was basically like if you copy and paste, it's kind of like what the people find out with the NASA images, how they just copy and paste the clouds and they're not even real. Well, they basically do that at the DNC now. They just copy and paste people. Oh, and by the way, this video wall that they're standing in front of, folks, it's such a joke. I'm being told that they had to probably pay about $500,000 for access to that. And you could all do all of it with a green screen. So maybe it's their cronies getting paid off for that. Hunter Biden is going to be speaking at the DNC tonight. So they're literally bringing the guy who's the drug addict kicked out of the Navy and then in alleged crimes in China and Ukraine speaking tonight. I mean, hell, they brought up a rapist pedophile Bill Clinton. Hunter Biden's nothing compared to that. And then on the other side, though, the RNC has announced now other people, including a former Planned Parenthood clinic director turned anti-abortion activist Abby Johnson. So the competing RNC-DNC thing is going to be interesting. The DNC's got like a maybe a 1.2 out of 100 on a scale. But you know what, Tom, before we get into the serious news that you guys have over at National File, I want to do something. I want to put a smile on that face of yours, Tom. And maybe if you have kids, maybe tell them to, you know, plug it right now and or turn it off. This may not be child friendly. So if there's kids listening, this may be where you want to mute the broadcast or switch the channel. But Tom, I want to read something for you right now, because this is groundbreaking stuff, because the people over at Slate have gone full blown sexist. Okay, Tom, now I want you to listen close here. From Slate.com, Children Muffet. From Slate.com, headline: I keep getting called a bad feminist because I won't do one thing in bed. I'm a bisexual woman in my late 20s. I've dated about the same number of women and men. I hate performing oral sex on women. For what it's worth, I don't particularly enjoy receiving it either. There's something about the smell and taste that really, really grosses me out. I don't think it's just one or two time thing, because I've gone down on around 15 women and it's gross every time. And this is an entire sex advice column that they have at Slate. I'd never seen or read this before. I was laughing like Tom right now when I was reading this, but I mean, whoa, it's gross and smelly and really, really disgusting to go down on a woman for oral sex. Can you believe the sexism of Slate?
Owen, I personally believe that you are engaged in slut shaming right now. I don't know where on earth by the age of 28, 29, she manages to 15 women. Is she living at the Hefner estate is my only real question at this point. My God.
I'm just mind blown, because it actually gets worse. She says, I don't mind performing oral sex on men. So how sexist could you be? You literally will only perform oral sex on a man? I mean, if that's not misogynistic, I don't know what is.
Oh, and there's so many things to be said here, but this may be a pattern that I've noticed, actually, and I don't think this woman is bisexual. I don't think she is attracted to women. I think that heterosexual white women have realized that they're not that much of a victim anymore. It's been 100 years since they got the vote. We had Hillary in 2016. Nobody cares about them anymore. They're yesterday's news. And so the solution, Owen, I think, is they're all figuring out how they can claim other special circumstances. They're snowflake carts. And of course, we thought, you know, maybe Rachel Dolezal would be the solution, where they just say that they are transracial, so they are indeed a woman of color. But I think that this is actually the solution. They just simply identify as bisexual. They then write sex columns about how they hate having sex with women, and they find women's genitalia gross, smelly, and I don't even want to know what else she thinks. And so therefore she is a minority. She's part of the LGBT community. She's bisexual. She just doesn't like women. It's kind of brilliant.
Yes. And I think we're all just wondering now how she feels about going down on herself, but we'll leave that up to your imagination, if you will. By the way, in this Slate column about sex advice, you know, here, look, kind of getting serious though for a second. I notice they never talk about love. They never talk about emotional connections. They never talk about that magical thing everybody's searching for. And to me, that's what really this is about. It's all about just like, hey, close your eyes, close your spirit, close your soul. Like, just have sex. Just do it in the road. Like, you know, and this is what's destroying men and women's relationships. This is why people, I think, go bi-curious or whatever, because there's no such thing as love. There's no such thing as men and women. So yeah, maybe I'll lick this, or maybe I'll suck on that, and, you know, let's see how it goes.
No, I think you're actually dead on about that. And I think, I mean, I know I bring it up all the time. People are thinking I'm obsessed. But I think that's why during a pandemic where we're told to put our children in these weird little plastic bubbles, that's why it's still okay to go get a hookup on a dating app. And they're actually encouraging that. That's why Fauci says it's okay. Because they know that this type of hookup culture, this type of the acts that led to this piece of journalism, so-called journalism, they know that that's soul-destroying. They know that that crushes your spirit. They know that that leaves women feeling dead, empty, and alone by the time their 40s and 50s come around. They know that it leaves men broke, paying child support on the bunch of kids that they are not actively involved in the lives of. They know that this destroys families and it destroys America. That's why it has to be done even during a pandemic, Owen. This is the type of culture they want to create and enhance and enforce.
And again, they want to write all these sex columns, but they never tell you about love. They know you never tell you about the emotional connections and the hurt that comes. You know, I mean, it's not a selfless act, folks. It's something that is requires deep emotional connections, and it can either mend wounds, create wounds, but you know, it's, oh yeah, I'm just closing my eyes and hey, put something in my mouth. Hey, oh, I don't know, maybe it tastes good. Woo! And then they're wondering why they can't find love. The big stories, though, that I know you're going to be talking about with your special guest coming up in a couple segments here. Two big stories, actually, at National File, which are really heartbreaking. Gang of teens accused of robbery and murder in North Carolina over a young girl. Four black teenagers have been charged in relation to the murder and robbery of 17-year-old Veronica Baker in Raleigh, North Carolina. Media silence other than the National File. Glad I go to the National File every day. I wouldn't know about this. Also, brutally beaten 80-year-old grandfather dies after vicious thug attacks him in grocery store bathroom. Another black-on-white crime. But, hey, you know, we just don't talk about that in the mainstream news because we go along with the Black Lives Matter narrative. So we'll be coming back discussing that and more with Tom Papert. And remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com. Get your emergency food supplies today. Shipped upon order. Not sure how long that's going to be lasting on storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of that availability right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work in the way they say they work. They change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Owen Schroyer and Tom Papert with you. Our real identities are being exposed right now on the live stream at band.video. So, you're not going to find these headlines or these stories anywhere else. And I'm telling you, because I scour the internet and I watch TV all day, didn't see either one of these stories until I went to nationalfile.com today. Again, we'll let Tom get into this with his special guest coming up in the next segment, but it's really sad, folks. Gang of teens accused of robbery and murder of North Carolina girl, and then brutally beaten 80-year-old grandfather dies after vicious thug attacks him in grocery store bathroom. So that's coming up. In the meantime, though, Tom, you know, there's been some incredible developments right here that I'm also not getting see getting much play. You have Stroke and McCabe now. It appears both were in some sort of a relationship with Lisa Page. Hey, you can do whatever you want in private in the bedroom, but when you're all commies texting back and forth how you're going to, you know, destroy Trump and everything, maybe there's a problem there. The Senate intelligence report comes out, finds no Russian collusion. Nobody seems to, you know, care about that. FBI arrest Puerto Rico lawmaker and family in corruption. And remember, this is the same party in Puerto Rico that literally hid emergency food supplies from its citizens and then blamed Trump while they hid them. I mean, that's about as evil as you can be outside of, you know, pedophilia, what they engage in as well. I first saw this called out by Shelley Carbone on Twitter two nights ago when you had armed members of the military in uniform at the DNC. That's illegal. And so now the military is investigating that. So Democrats committing crimes and getting away with it again. And then ICE removes aggravated felon wanted for sexual assault of a child in Mexico. So ICE does it again. And that's why the Democrats hate him. So, Tom, you want to respond to all this uncovered news that just once again shows who the Democrat Party really is and the media doesn't want to do it?
Well, that's a great synopsis of who they are. I mean, they are criminals. They are crooks. They're apparent. Not only are these two men, first of all, cheating on their wives, apparently, they're cheating on each other somehow with the same woman. I mean, this is something the left loves to make their jokes about South Texas and Alabama and all these backwoods places, but it sounds like a much more complicated love connection game is happening in the halls of Congress and in D.C. So first of all, that is utterly disgusting, but it's really emblematic. These people are a mess. Their personal lives are a mess. No wonder they hate law and order. No wonder they're essentially, when it comes to ICE, advocating for pedophiles and human traffickers, because their lives are a mess. They probably deep down want us all to be as miserable as them. I think that's the big takeaway. Every bit of news that comes out, especially with, you know, personally, Owen, I get so tired of hearing about Russiagate and what was done. I know what was done. I want to see action. But when you see headlines like this and you sit there and you think, this is the deep state. These people never would have been known if not for getting caught completely on accident. You know, there are thousands more like them, probably more than that. And they're all as corrupt, not just in a government sense, but spiritually, morally corrupt and bankrupt to the point where in their extramarital affairs, they're having affairs. It's utterly appalling to those of us who live in the Bible Belt. But I guess this is just our government, Owen. This is the unseen face of our government.
Well, and I think, I mean, when you talk about Page and Stroke and McCabe, I mean, they're really just lower level operatives. You know, they're not really the power brokers. They're just people in position to kind of run the power brokers' operations. In this case, you're maybe talking about an Obama or a Brennan or a Clapper type of a situation. But, you know, it's something that America can see. And it's something that people should be able to analyze and realize, at least at a bare minimum, what it is the Obama administration, the Democrats, are really all about. I mean, it's underhanded. It's entitlement. Like, oh, they get to choose who the president is. All those people living in America, you know, screw them. I'm with the FBI. You know, I'm with Peter Stroke. I decide who the president is.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, they are faceless, they are powerless, but they're the people who were going to be left behind. And there's a bunch more like them who, of course, have been left behind. And they are utterly disgusting people, I'm sure. I think this is one of the things that is making Americans, even as we're approaching election day, it's, what, 70 days off, and we're looking and we're seeing some promises that Trump made maybe haven't been fulfilled. We want him to do more on this. We want to be able to take our masks off and go into store without being harassed by an army of weaponized Karens. We still look at this and we see a man whose dirty laundry has been aired, and we see a man who is trying to fight back against these people. And I think that's why Americans are going to get energized behind this president and put him back in office with a massive landslide that, even after they fudge the results, will still make sure he wins. Because essentially, you can either have President Trump or you can have the apparatchik, the giant amalgamation, the machine that Peter Strzok is a part of, that Lisa Page was a part of, and yes, Obama's part of it. They're all part of it, but that's the choice. You can have the disgusting, cheaty, sexting while at work, a three-way love triangle while we're all in an extramarital affair. That can be your government till the end of time, or we can at least get Trump back in and let him continue firing these people, or hope that they'll all get fired.
Or, yeah, like, you know, just slowly but surely putting good judges in place and things like that, that will take time to really bear out the fruits, but you know, you got to do it at some point or we're screwed. Let's pivot real quick. Washington Post headline: our kids are still at home while universities reopen. That's backward. Well, see, here's the truth about this. The universities aren't education centers. They're profit centers. They're Chinese communist indoctrination profit centers. And I don't know what they're going to do now, though, Tom, because actually I did a report on this way long ago when I was in sports media. Most universities, I focused on the University of Missouri because that's where I went and I was in Missouri. But most universities are like this. Most universities actually don't make money. They actually run at a tremendous deficit that is detrimental to the state's budget. But if you're a big school, you get the tens of millions of dollars coming in from football and basketball. And then they have the cooperative sharing agreement. So the only way colleges actually make money is sports. They know it. That's why they're trying to get the colleges reopened so they can start making money again. And that's why, I mean, grade schools, you're not really making much money. There's no big profit center there. But the colleges, oh, that's why they want the universities reopened. It's all about money.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these colleges, most of them, in fact, even the smallest ones don't make money, and it's all of their sports. I know in a lot of private institutions, the main college doesn't even know how much the sports end of it is taking in, and they just get a little bit of it from the sports end so they can cover the building rent, essentially, and make sure they don't get evicted. So yes, these schools will die because of this. Frankly, I think that might be a good thing, and I think it's a bit silly that we've got Republicans now fighting to preserve the horrible, rotting carcass that we call higher education in this country. The best thing that can happen from this horrible hoax that's been perpetuated on the American people, Owen, I firmly believe, is we need to get kids out of the classroom and we need to get high school and college kids out of the high schools and colleges. It's a tremendous waste of time, money, resources, all under the guise of public education so we can brainwash them and create the next generation of mass wearers.
And it's sad to do that, just like it's sad to amputate your leg. But if your leg is gangrenous and going to kill you, you got to cut it off. So again, it's sad. You don't want to lose weight. You don't want to lose the colleges in this, but it's got gangrene. It's going to kill us.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
I've talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of the piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet, nauseating smell.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It's a sweet stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market. With over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-Pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 Combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-Pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise and Vasobeads that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off.
InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best durable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This broadcast contains subject matter that might offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Papert, editor-in-chief of National File. I'll be taking over for Owen for the last half hour of the show today. And I wanted to bring on National File's British correspondent, because we're fortunate to have one of those now. He broke a massive story the other day. He got some of the details out that nobody else knew about yet or was willing to touch yet. I'm, of course, talking about Jack Hadfield and the story about the young woman who was murdered horrifically in North Carolina, police say, by a gang of teens just recently. And Jack, we're still trying to learn more about this, I know, but your article went super viral, and I think that was because National File, and thank you for being a good journalist, you're one of our best writers, you were willing to put the name of the suspect in there. Everybody else is kind of trying to bury this story, and if they report it at all, they don't want to see that this is part of what's really becoming a pattern across the country. So give us your thoughts on this. Tell us, why is this so important, first of all, that people understand what's going on, and then why? Tell us just about the story in general.
Yes, it's certainly very important to discuss this story because it goes completely against the media's narrative that you certainly see now with the Black Lives Matter protests and everything that's been going on recently. You know, the narrative is that white people bad, simple as, and. When, you know, that's why you'll see, you know, the cases with George Floyd and other killings that, you know, by police officers or by white people that may have been unlawful killings, but oftentimes it turns out that the officer may have been completely in the right. And immediately these cases get coverage before there is an investigation or, you know, before there is any case of the fact, because it is a white person killing a black person, and that fits the media's narrative. But when it goes the other way around, when there is this horrific crime where the 17-year-old recent high school graduate who was due to start college next week, I believe, you know, she's found shot to death in a parking lot in Bojangles in Raleigh, North Carolina, and local news covers it. There's a little bit there. So people in Raleigh might have heard of this, but the national media is silent completely. There's been no national media coverage at all. As I said, there was a couple, you know, local affiliates. So both NBC and ABC local affiliates covered the story, but there was no such coverage on their national website. I think this was pointed out by Brett at the Nationalist Review at first.
Which is a great publication, by the way. But you would think right after, I mean, this is on the heels of another crime that had a racial component that was not reported in the media. And that's, of course, the death of Cannon Hinault, who, I mean, that is by far one of the most appalling things I've ever read about in my life. I can only imagine what the family is going through. Your little boy is playing in the grass on his tricycle or bicycle, and he's executed allegedly by his neighbor who you were having barbecue with a couple hours earlier. So, and that was in North Carolina. So why do you think our national media, when there is apparently this big wave of horrible crime striking the same state, I mean, do they know how foolish and how over the top stupid they look when they ignore these stories selectively? Or do you think they just don't care?
Yeah, I honestly think they just don't care. And in fact, you know, I'm not 100% sure if this necessarily is a wave in North Carolina, or that the fact that there are media outlets like us at National File, like InfoWars, like Nationalist Review. Cassandra Fairbanks at the Gateway Pundit was also one of the people to cover this story. Perhaps it's now just that that we do have these alternative media outlets who are willing to pick up these stories that would just get buried. It's likely these things have been going on for years, but nobody was willing to talk about them. But now we have, you know, media and accessible media and especially social media, which is how, which is why the mainstream news outlets were forced to start reporting on the tragic killing of Canon Hinant, because there was this huge outrage on social media, which means they couldn't ignore it. And in fact, perhaps this same thing will happen with the Veronica Baker case. I've just seen The Sun in the UK, for example, they just reported on it 3 hours ago. So perhaps you'll then start to see, you know, maybe in the next few days or so, more coverage on the on this case specifically, like we see happened with Canon Hinant, after there was this backlash online from people on social media and from us at these alternative media outlets.
Well, so Jack, and part of me is happy, and I'm very glad that you personally, Jack Hadfield, Jack Hatters on Twitter, are breaking the news, and we are forcing the dinosaur media to play catch up. But at the same time, I mean, you make a great point as well, saying that this could be happening every day, and without people like us reporting it, people will never know. But at the same time, you do have to kind of question the rush to judgment on behalf of this mainstream media. You say they don't care. I think you're right. They rush to judge when it's George Floyd, and they looped a lot of conservatives into doing it too, because we see what looks like a horrific killing, and we don't know. We don't know that he apparently was high on fentanyl. We don't know that he apparently has a criminal record that stretches 10 miles long, and we fall for it. But then when you get a story like this, the national media narrative seems to be, well, we need to make sure we have all of our I's dotted and all of our T's crossed before we even report it, because we wouldn't want to get something wrong. So I just, that's an interesting double standard to me. So Jack, I want to get into what's happening across the pond in the next segment, because it sounds kind of scary over there at times, to be honest. But in the last couple minutes, let's talk about what happened to the family of young Connor after the tragedy happened, which of course has been a massive spate of fake news about the family, suggesting that the father did drugs with the alleged killer, and so therefore it doesn't matter that a five-year-old died. Meanwhile, the police have totally said that did not happen, totally fake news put out by radicals probably. The police have denied it. It's still getting pushed on Facebook. It's still getting pushed on social media. There's no fact check. If you try to write something about Kamala being descended from slave owners, you'll get fact checked, but if you write about a tragic loss of a family being justified because it was about drugs, no fact check. We might be starting to see some of the same things about this young woman, Veronica Baker, now, this young teen, this young girl at the start of her life. Why on earth do you think this is allowed? I mean, that's obviously we know why, but tell us.
Yeah, well, as I said, there have certainly been some things. I've seen people posting on Facebook certain allegations that I won't repeat on air because I've talked to both of my sources in North Carolina who knew Veronica personally, or certainly knew of her, and they certainly weren't able to substantiate these allegations. But yeah, that's that. You know, they're allowed, again, because the media and then the social media big tech giants like Facebook don't care. You know, when it is Veronica Baker, you know, who was she? You know, she was just some 17-year-old white girl. You know, therefore, you know, they're not going to dedicate any of their time and any of their energy to stop this promotion of fake news that will hurt her memory or her family. But, you know, in the case with Kamala Harris or, you know, various other figures, in fact, not even that they won't just stop the promotion of fake news. Oftentimes, these fake news fact checkers actually correct true news. They correct truth, and then they lie in the fact-checking in the comments. This has never been about fact-checking. This has never been about the promotion of truth. It's been about the promotion of the narrative.
I could not have said that better myself. That's exactly right. For those who don't know, if you talk about Kamala Harris being descended from slave owners, what Jack said is just exactly what happens. They don't come back and say, ah, that's fake news. She wasn't descended from slave owners. You're reading propaganda. No, they come back and they say, you are missing important context. It's important to know that just because she was descended from slave owners, she's not guilty by association. Meanwhile, of course, Jack, when you and I, when it comes up that we are descendants of good American patriots and British patriots long ago, we are, of course, accused of racism and owning slaves, and we need to pay reparations and all of this insanity. And on that note, when we come back, I want to get into what's happening over there. I want to know what Boris is doing. It seems like your COVID lockdown is just as insane or worse than ours, but everybody is focusing on Australia and New Zealand, and maybe rightfully so. People are locked in their homes down there. I want to know what's happening in Britain, where until recently, I believe, Jack, you were only allowed to take one walk per per day unless you got a license from the government. He needed a walking license. The migrants coming over the English Channel need no such license. They get to come over and do whatever they want. Nigel Farage gets a summons or whatever because he dares expose it. So we're going to hear what's going on in the UK. Don't go away.
Incrementalism. The inchworm effect. Successive approximation. First they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score, now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. Guaranteed, this is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
Attention, attention, attention to anyone that still wants to live in a free country. The New World Order, Chi-Com Globalist Syndicate is making its move to implode the dollar and thrust the United States into a civil war by contesting the election. They are openly wargaming this at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi and others have gone on television and said they will contest the election. Trump is going. They will hold a separate inauguration for Biden and Kamala Harris, and that anyone challenging that will be called a racist. They will then trigger race riots and violence. They've already beta tested around the country. We are not living in normal times. When these type of things happen in history, people are usually caught flat-footed because they can't believe they're living in such a criminal era. We are. We are living in the period where this criminal globalist syndicate that's been feeding on America is being exposed and removed. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to their aid of the country. Spread the word now, Paul Revere's.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. I am Tom Pafford here with Jack Hatfield. You can find him at Jack Hatters on Twitter. You can find me there as well at Real Tom Pafford. We're talking about this recent spate. I mean, I guess it's just been getting covered. I think I agree with you, Jack. It's probably been happening for a long time. In fact, the crime statistics that shall not be mentioned would seem to verify that. That yes, racial crime is massive in this country. It is a major problem, but it's not police going on some type of genocidal rampage against black people. It's black people being forced into these disgusting plantations by Democrats for the last 500 or the last 50 to 100 years, where we know what LBJ thought of them when he was instituting these policies. We know that these are some of the most racist, most disgusting people on the planet, and we simply now are suffering the consequences of what happens when you have no fathers in the home, when you have no welfare, when you have no generational prosperity, when you have nothing but government handouts and government dependence and crime and poverty out your window your entire life for four or five generations in a row. It's really disgusting. Jack, I know we're working on articles about this. We're working on getting in communication with the police there in North Carolina, because we want to understand some of these rumors, where they might be sourced from. The police seem to be slow walking us, something that I did not expect, considering this is such a horrifying thing to happen in that city of Raleigh, North Carolina. You would think that they would be on top of this from a PR angle, especially considering this story has gone very viral. But Jack, tie a bow on this. Tell us where we're going in the future. Tell us what else we can report now, and tell us what people need to be checking at nationalfile.com and infowars.com to keep abreast on when it comes to this story.
Yes, well, yes, as Tom said, we've been in contact with the Raleigh police, looking into a number of things that didn't seem to add up, certainly on my end, and looking into some allegations that people have sent me on Twitter. You can also, again, if anybody has any tips, you can email them to me as jack@nationalfile.com. So I've been quizzing the police about this, and we'll be, you know, searching up these ends. There's a couple things that are being reported that I haven't been able to find anything else. So yeah, it's doing our due diligence, you know, as we should, as proper journalists, unlike what most of the mainstream media seem to do these days. So yeah, if there's any more information that certainly comes out, I'll be keeping a close eye on this case, and I'll be following it up as new information may or may not come out on nationalfile.com.
So, Jack, let's talk about what's happening with the UK with this COVID insanity. You're probably going to get a knock at the door if you speak your mind on this broadcast, because you are living in what seems to be a police state. There for a while, people were not allowed to go outside for more than one walk a day. You're not allowed to really do anything in the UK anymore. Boris, I see, occasionally comes out and says we're reducing the restrictions, and then he comes back out and he says, "Okay, you guys you did too much freedom today. We're going to put back some of the restrictions," and it just kind of weeble wobbles, but it doesn't seem like you guys really get any restrictions lessened. Meanwhile, as we mentioned, there's migrants crossing the English Channel in massive numbers, and you've got Nigel Farage out there with like his iPhone, and he's like, "This is insane. This isn't what we voted for. What's happening? What's happening?" And then the police go up to him and, of course, tell him he's not allowed to do that. He's not social distancing. He should be quarantined in his own home. So just tell us, somebody who is there on the ground, what is going on in the United Kingdom?
Yes, well, as you said, there have been a loosening of some restrictions, but as those have come on, more restrictions have been put back on. For example, since the 24th of July, it's been compulsory to wear a face mask in shops, supermarkets, banks.
And is that national? Is that across the entire country?
That is across England, but it differs in terms of the devolved administrations relating to Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales. They've been given more control over how to address the pandemic throughout the crisis. But yes, in England, if you don't wear a face mask in those places, you could be fined up to £100 or £50 if you pay within 14 days. However, this is only being enforced by the police and as a last resort. Now, in terms of when I've gone out to shop, most people have been wearing face masks, but sometimes people haven't. There hasn't seemed to really be that much of a pushback. Some shops will be enforcing it harder than other people. Like they will stop people coming in without a mask, and so on. But in terms of where the real clamping down of restrictions has come, that's come in the local lockdowns, where they've really reinforced some of the stuff that was right at the start of the pandemic. The first one was in Leicester, which is in the East Midlands, and then it extended to the Greater Manchester area, which then put again restrictions on people meeting each other in other people's homes, you know, restrictions on people going out and that sort of thing, and ensuring that travel was only for specific purposes as well. So those local lockdowns coming to target locally.
This is fascinating because, of course, that was the same exact strategy employed here in the United States, is the federal government is going to do next to nothing. They're going to write a blank check to every single state and give them as much money as they want. So you end up getting this mayor or this health commissioner on a county commission somewhere in Northern California who then seem to declare themselves Julius Caesar and begin ruling with an iron fist. You can't go outside. You must wear a mask. You must wear a face shield. You must wear two face shields, earplugs for you. I mean, it just keeps getting more and more bizarre. So it sounds like this has been rolled out all across the West and not just in the United States, and which is fascinating. So we're running out of time, and you're always so informational when you come on. I'm curious. We are consistently told, or were, that the United Kingdom was the worst country on the planet for COVID. There's bodies out on the street. Now, of course, the United States is the worst because we have a big election coming up. We can all see through it, but we're not the worst. We're probably among the best, but we test insanely, and every test comes up positive because they're all from China, so therefore we're now the worst. But before, you were the worst. And what is it like to be the worst? Are there stacks of dead bodies? Are the hospitals overwhelmed? Can you not get a pill of vitamin if you need one? How bad is it? Are you all dying? Do you come to us suffering from the plague yourself?
Well, I mean, honestly, sometimes I almost wish that was the case, because then it would mean the lockdown was actually sort of understandable. But no, there's been nothing of the sort. In fact, at the start of the pandemic, they were creating multiple field hospitals in, for example, the XL Centre in London, where they had this huge amount of space, all these beds created, all filled up. They called them the NHS Nightingale Hospitals after Florence Nightingale, who was the nurse during the Crimean War. You know, it's that sort of idea that we're bringing up. And they didn't use them at all. You know, they were meant to be for people
We're bringing in these big, beautiful ships, and they're for people who have things other than Corona. So the Corona people go to the hospitals and all the other New Yorkers. And now they never got used. They had like five people on them, and that was the end of it. It's such a complete and utter scam. So here's the real question. I understand things are different in Britain. You don't really have a freedom of speech. You don't have a Second Amendment. A very, very different country over there. Thank God our founding fathers at least tried to put this stuff on paper, even though it's not always enforced. Is there a pushback? Are British people, are the Englishmen, are the Scots, are the Irish, are you all out in public? Are you in the streets, or are you putting up the stiff British upper lip and hoping it goes away?
I'd say it's far more of the latter. Usually, you know, we're not really the protesting type in general. Certainly there have been more people who have been on the pro, you know, wear your mask end, I suppose, than the people rejecting them. You know, oftentimes the people who reject them, we look down as sort of uncouth, you know, American-like, etc. You know, lots of people have been pointing to your guys as, you know, anti-mask protests as sort of example of why the pandemic is still going on, which is nonsense, of course. But there are certainly, the British people are good at grumbling and mumbling, so they'll keep it to themselves. But I think there are a far greater proportion of the British public who are certainly rather peeved off, to say the least, at all of this, and are holding the anger in among themselves until, you know, sometimes it might just boil over.
Well, it is an interesting thing. The Brits, you guys put up with a lot more than we do. You did before Brexit. I mean, you basically lost your entire country. And then all of a sudden, everybody came out, not just in one election, but in two elections, once with the Brexit party, to come out and say enough is enough. We're putting our boot down. So it does seem like you guys can hold in your anger. But then when it gets released, it is definitely very loud and very forceful. Hopefully it I mean, and peaceful, obviously. Hopefully it happens again soon and we can see your wonderful islands get out of this mess as we can the rest of the world. I think the most important thing is that people legally, lawfully go out and cause a ruckus until the madness is ended. In 30 seconds or 10 seconds or less, what do you think?
Yes, no, I completely agree. I think really, you know, we do need people to certainly at least be, civilly disobedient when it comes to wearing face masks in shops and other places, specifically because
I could not agree more. It's got to end.
Yeah.
And people like Jack have got to do it. Follow us on Twitter. Have a good night.